Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever A&E podcast in existence. I'm Logan Carney, here with Brandon Allman, and this is The Real, as we will be giving you the real talk on what's coming out in Hollywood, and all things Hollywood, and all things movies, TV shows, really anything we feel like talking about in regards to arts and entertainment. So Brandon, I think we'll start. You know, 2017 is in the books. It was a great year, but it was kind of an interesting year for movies. Let me just ask you, what was from this past year? I mean, it's already in February now, but this is our first episode, so let me ask you, what was your favorite movie from last year?
Well, I'm a big action guy. I'm a big Marvel person. I really enjoy watching the Marvel movies, so I'd have to say Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Thor Ragnarok. Those two movies I thought were like really big. I really enjoyed Thor Ragnarok. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but
yeah, I had the chance. I actually saw that like in January because it was out forever.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I loved the that rock guy he had in the prison there, and remember him?
Yeah,
I thought it was so funny. I also liked John Wick 2. I'm a big fan of that series with Keanu Reeves.
No, I've always been a big Keanu Reeves fan.
No?
No, I've always had Speed. Have you seen Speed?
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of that series. I've seen the first one. The second one was just as good. So, Wonder Woman was a real good one for DC as well. I thought that would propel them because DC hasn't been doing so well with their movies
it's
recently.
Been, as a DC fan, it's been very, very disappointing with
it's been tough. So.
I mean, the actors have been good. I haven't really. It's just the directing,
the writing,
and the writing.
And
yes,
the story, how they develop it, it's not right.
The villains haven't been good at all.
No,
it's been very, very just disappointing.
But I think with Wonder Woman, they went in the right direction with it. So,
oh, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I think they went in the perfect direction for it.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here? I know, Logan was a good one to
Logan
see.
Was phenomenal.
Hugh Jackman end his Wolverine career.
No, I've always kind of liked superhero movies where they weren't like superhero movies. If you know, for example, in Logan, it came off more as like a Western film, which is how everything was. You know, the Dark Knight trilogy, a lot of those came out more as crime, realistic crime movies, as opposed to like, you know, the Marvel movie where it's literally, you know, just a straight up superhero film.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons why I loved Logan. I mean, it was depressing. It was phenomenal. The action was amazing. The writing was phenomenal. Honestly, I was surprised to get in. I thought Hugh Jackman should have been nominated for an Oscar, to be honest. I think the second time a superhero movie's ever been nominated for a best acting nod outside of Heath Ledger when he won for The Joker for best supporting. But I mean, that movie was phenomenal.
I'm just excited and curious to see where they take Wolverine now, because Hugh Jackman will not be coming back, as you all who have seen the movie would know. So I'm curious if they go with a younger guy, who it is going to be, because I can't see anyone else playing Wolverine than Hugh Jackman.
Or
right
even
now.
More, I mean, with Disney just buying Fox.
Yeah.
You got to beg the question is, when will the X-Men join the Marvel movies?
Yeah.
And will they bring it? You can't have the X-Men without Wolverine. You can't. It's just not the X-Men.
It just
doesn't
feel
it. Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't seem right. I mean, the X-Men has a movie coming out this year, The New Mutants, without Wolverine, but you know, it is something that's going to be interesting. And I wish Hugh Jackman would be back for those Marvel movies to see, like him and Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
Iron Man would be phenomenal.
Or even with Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds, that would have been so cool.
I forgot. That's right, Deadpool. Deadpool 2 comes out this year, too, and that's going to be...
Deadpool comes out again, yep. That'll be another smash hit.
That's one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. They also had Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
See, I didn't really like that one.
No?
No.
Why not?
it just, it felt so much like, hey, like.
Are they just like dragging along the story at this point?
Yeah. For example, the whole storyline with Finn and Rose, love story that you saw, right?
Yeah.
With Finn and Rose, the girl when they went off to the planet, it ended up ended up being not important at all, because as soon as they get to the new space station, they just blow up whatever they just get betrayed. Nothing came of it. It just seemed like it was so unnecessary in it. And then you had stuff like, you know, Leia, who I always like. Everybody's always known that she has the Force since like the first one. But the first time she ever really uses it is to save her life in space from fly throughout her space.
I don't.
It just felt
that scene was
stupid.
Really weird to me.
It was so weird.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting it to be like that.
I was very, very disappointed. It wasn't a horrible movie by any means.
No.
But it was definitely not a great movie, and I was very disappointed with Star Wars. And I'm a huge Star Wars fan myself.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Luke Skywalker thing for everyone who's seen it?
I thought it was cool. The director did do his research, and he proved, he called some people out on Twitter.
Yeah, it was like in a book or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's in the book, official Star Wars canon, that Jedis can teleport their body or a Force ghost to another place.
Yeah.
So nothing, and I thought that lightsaber battle with, Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And it kind of had like an old ninja type of samurai battle. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a samurai film in like a TV class or anything like that, or at least scenes from it, but it just felt like a samurai battle, and I thought it was awesome. And I thought that part was really, really cool. The Leia part bothered me extremely.
Yeah, I just thought it was so weird. I don't know.
I've always been waiting for her to use the Force, and to see her do it like that, I thought it was just stupid. I thought it was plain stupid. I thought it was dumb. I thought it was, like you said, weird. It was just, it was weird. That's the best word to describe it. It was just weird.
Yeah. What's her name again? Oh, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the movie, they still have her alive. So what do you think they're going to do?
Well, they said.
It's a hard position to be in right now.
Yeah, they said they're not going to kill her off. They're not going to recast her. They're not going to bring... they did bring that CGI character back in... They CGI two characters back in Rogue One.
Yeah.
With Grand Moff Tarkin and Leia.
But I thought I heard that they don't want to do that
with her either. Yeah. So they're going to write her out, and it's just going to feel awkward. But...
Yeah. It's unfortunate that they have to deal with that, but...
Yeah. But did you see, my favorite movie that came out last year was Dunkirk.
Dunkirk? I haven't seen that movie. I know it's a military thing, right?
It's a war movie. It's based on the evacuation of Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal.
It won some awards, right?
It got nominated for a lot of Oscars, got nominated for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie, it was directed by...
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. And it takes place, or the evacuation of Dunkirk, which is when a bunch of British... fishermen
mm-hmm.
would come in and they evacuate all these soldiers during World War II while the Nazis were bombing them. Some things that really, you know, the way it was set up is that they had characters on the boat, characters on the land, like soldiers being evacuated, and then they had Tom Hardy as a pilot in the air. And they would keep jumping through, switching through each one. And it would also switch time intervals. So you would like see Tom Hardy blow up a ship, and then they'll cut, and then like 10, and then like an hour later, it'll be like the fisherman's boat, and it'll like cut through time intervals like that. Some things cool about like the movie contained almost no dialogue outside of like the fisherman, and the background music, which it's not going to be a memorable score by any means. But it literally made you feel like on the edge of your seat the entire film.
Wow.
And so some cool thing is in the movie, you never once see the bad guy. You never once see the German soldiers. I mean, you see German planes, but other than that, you never see the German soldiers. So it kind of felt like you were actually there with them.
And it was just very, very thrilling. It was probably, it's arguably, in my opinion, I think it should go down as one of the best war movies. It's right up there with Saving Private Ryan.
Really?
Yeah, in my opinion, it's one of the best war movies. Full Metal Jacket, Apocalypse Now.
See, this is war movie, the last war movie I've seen, it wasn't in 2016, it was in 2016, but Hacksaw Ridge.
I heard that.
Mel Gibson. Good. I thought it was really well done. Just the shots and how they filmed the battle scenes. I thought it was incredible. And I just thought it's a great story. How this guy went into war without a gun. And he just ran in, saved people without ever touching a gun. So I thought that was incredible.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it. It was with James Garfield, right?
Andrew Garfield. Andrew plays Garfield. Desmond. I don't know,
James Garfield's
Doss.
The president.
Yeah. And Vince Vaughn's in it too. And I don't always see Vince Vaughn as like a serious like actor, like doing serious like movie roles. And I thought he played a really great part in the movie as one of the sergeants. So that was really good too.
Vince Vaughn has a straight line to my funny bone. He's definitely one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, I love
Vince
Vaughn.
I can't really see him as his rants.
But he was great. Yeah.
When he rants, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, I watched the Wedding Crashers the other night.
Oh.
You ever see that?
No.
It's him and Owen Wilson. And, I mean, when those two are together, they're phenomenal together.
Yeah.
Because Owen Wilson is kind of one of those guys where, like, he's not so great on his own. But if you put him with, you know, Ben Stiller, he's done a lot of movies, Ben Stiller, with Vince Vaughn, with someone that he can feed off, he's phenomenal. And that movie, that's a movie you have to check out. Wedding Crashers, I believe it's on Netflix now. Absolutely phenomenal. It's about him and Owen Wilson, and they go crash weddings and to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
And who else is in it? Amy Adams is in it. Or Rachel McAdams, sorry. Rachel McAdams is in it. That senator's name is escaped. Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken's in it. Bradley Cooper's in it. And Will Ferrell's in it. And there's a couple other famous, recognizable people. But the movie is one of my favorite comedies. Absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Yeah. Another movie, one of my favorites, Spider-Man, The Homecoming. Have you seen that one?
I saw that, yeah.
Spider-Man's probably my favorite superhero, so I was so excited for this film. And I'm glad that they didn't do like a Spider-Man Origins thing again, explaining, you know, how the grandpa died and everything. I'm glad that they just went into another story with a younger Peter Parker, so I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought that was good too. We've seen its origin story done twice, and
yeah,
the last Spider-Man
I'm tired
movies
of origin stories.
The last Spider-Man movies were bad, which yeah. is just bad.
Yeah,
because they did the same thing with Batman and Batman vs Superman. Is they had his origin be the opening credits and nothing else.
Yeah.
So, like we said, we've already seen those origin stories done so many times. Why keep rehashing?
We already know about. Yeah, we know how it happened already. So we don't need to re-see it, you know.
Of course, the origin story from the first one is the greatest line ever.
What?
Bone saw is ready. his favorite line from Spider-Man. Absolutely favorite line from any Marvel movie like that. Rather, but this year, I mean, there's a lot of movies coming out this year.
Yeah.
I know you have the list in front of you. What movies are you most excited about this year?
Definitely Avengers Infinity War. I think a lot of people are excited for that movie because that's where everyone's coming together to finally fight Thanos. So that should be interesting.
Now, are you worried that's going to be too big of a movie?
Well, I know they're breaking it up into two parts. Probably just to make more profits, which is smart because it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but
it's going to be too big of a movie.
What I'm talking about is they have
too big of a cast?
80 main characters.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a movie with 80 main characters?
It will be interesting to see how they fit all the characters in the movie and give them like their proper airtime. So that'll be something interesting to see, I think.
Because like that worries me too. I mean, the Marvel directors have done a good job.
I think they've done a pretty good job
so far. Writing and everything. They've done a great job. The world that they built through this movie, I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's game-changing. It changed all of Hollywood. But, I mean, I didn't like Infinity War because it was too big. And I thought Infinity War was too clustered.
No, Infinity War is the one that's coming out.
I'm sorry, not Infinity War. I meant Ultron, Age of Ultron. Yeah, I didn't Age of Ultron because I thought Age of Ultron was too clustered. I thought there was too much going on.
Really? There's going to be more of them in this one.
Exactly why I'm on the fence about it. I really am. I mean,
really.
On one side, I'm like, okay, it's going to be awesome seeing all these guys fighting together.
Yeah.
They've been building this since, you know, this is something that was my childhood. They've been building for it for years. This is going to be awesome. And then you get to the other side, and it's like, okay, there's what, 80 main characters, 60 main characters? They're going to have how many different plot lines? It's going to be, is it going to be a confusing mess, or is it going to be, it's...
I'm looking at the cast now, and it just, there's a lot of people. Like, the Guardians are in it as well.
Oh, everyone from Marvel.
Yeah, and then the next... pretty much all the movies right now everyone's coming into this movie.
And I tell you what, though, if they don't kill off someone...
Oh, they're killing off, yeah.
If they don't kill off someone, then I think Marvel's... Then I will be done with Marvel movies.
Oh, I think they're killing off... In my opinion, I'm going to say...
I said Captain America's gone.
I'm saying Captain America. I think Iron Man will be gone as well.
Yeah, I would say that. I think Captain America is... On my opinion, Captain America is 100% going to die.
Yeah, and I think so.
You look at the contracts...
Oh, they're crazy.
All the main characters from the original Avengers, they only have one movie left.
Yeah.
In their contracts.
And Robert Downey Jr.'s contract is crazy.
Yeah. And then you look at the guy that plays Bucky, for instance, and in the comics, Bucky Barnes becomes Captain America after Steve Rogers dies. Bucky Barnes is signed on for like 10 more movies.
Really?
That's interesting. So obviously...
Something.
The Captain America... So that's why I think Captain America is going to die.
Yeah.
Iron Man, I would say, would probably be the second most likely to die. Actually,
I think Thor lives.
Hawkeye. I would say they would kill off minor characters. They can't kill off Black Widow now because they announced the Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
But the minor characters will probably go.
What about Mark Ruffalo and the Hulk? I
can't imagine somebody killing the Hulk. True. But yeah. He may I think he wants to retire.
Yeah.
Like the guy, the character himself does not want to be the Hulk anymore.
Mark Ruffalo?
No, like the Bruce Banner. Like the character in the movies. Yeah. I think the way that he's going to exit, Mark Ruffalo will exit the series is that they'll just have him be like, "Oh, I'm not going to be the Hulk anymore."
Yeah.
I finally found peace.
And I tell you who else I think is going to die. I think Tom Hiddleston and Loki is going to die.
You think Loki's gone?
Yeah. I think he's been around for a long time now. And I don't think they have anything else for him anymore.
So you think Thor's going to die?
No. I think his brother Loki's going to die. Thor's going to live,
but Loki's going to die.
Yeah.
Now, why do you say that?
I mean, he was the main villain in the first Avengers. He's been around since Thor 1.
He's the only good villain that Marvel has had in all of their movies. Can you name me five other Marvel villains from their movies? Besides Thanos, because he doesn't count, because his movie is not out yet.
Five villains?
Yeah, from their Marvel movies. Off the top of your head. You got 10 seconds.
No.
Exactly. Can you name one besides Loki and Thanos?
Ultron.
His name is in the movie. Give me another one. The villains from Marvel stink. The Marvel villains stink. And that's for me. I'm the guy.
But Loki's the one that you remember, right?
Loki's great. Loki's been the best villain. He's Tom Hiddleston's Loki is one of the best superhero villains ever. But besides Loki and potentially Thanos, I mean, Thanos has been hyped up so much.
He's been hyped up every movie. That's why you have to remember his name.
Yeah, but he could crash and burn.
But like, I can't remember the villain in the first Captain America movie.
It was Red Skull.
Red Skull? Damn.
But I only know that because he's like one of the main... He's the main villain in the comics for Captain America. Okay. They just made him very bad.
You didn't like him?
I liked him in the movie. They just didn't bring him back. And I thought that was stupid. They wasted a good villain. They did the same thing with Mandarin in Iron Man 2. They turned him into just an actor and made it a joke. And I don't even remember the guy's name who else was in that movie. Who was the other villain in that movie?
No.
Whiplash was in Iron Man 3. Whiplash was Iron Man 2.
Was it Valkyrie in the new Spider-Man?
No, it was
Valkyrie, right?
Michael Keaton was good as him.
Yeah, I thought Michael Keaton was good.
I forget his name. But Michael Keaton was good in that movie. But the thing is, you know, the Marvel villains have been extremely subpar.
You think so?
I think they have.
You think DC villains have been better?
Yes.
Really?
Well, that's difficult. No, not the DC Universe movies. Because the one, the girl from Suicide Squad, Enchantress was horrible.
Oh, that was terrible.
The guy from Justice League was horrible. The Wonder Woman villain didn't come into the end. Batman vs. Superman was just a mess.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And I don't really like how they made Lex Luthor either. But Lex Luthor's still awesome on my books. And I love Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
But General Zod was cool in Man of Steel. I would say I loved Man of Steel.
I thought that performance. What's that guy's name who played him? Man of Steel?
It was.
Let me see. Michael Shannon.
Yes.
I thought his performance on General Zod was really good.
I mean, the movie was. I thought that is, you know, it's as far as a lot of movies, like there's a lot of movies that people don't like. That one is about like a 50%
rating. Yeah, I see it, yeah.
That is a movie that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite superhero movies. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yes, they went a little bit of overboard in the final fight scene, but I still thought the movie was great. And General Zod, I would put General Zod over, I would say, every Marvel villain except for Loki. Maybe Red Skull.
Probably Thanos.
Maybe not. Well, I'm not counting Thanos till I see Infinity War. But if Thanos lives up to my expectations, then I'll put Thanos over Zod too.
I just remember in Man of Steel, that scene with General Zod, like, I will find him. Remember that?
Oh, when he breaks. My favorite one. The ending scene where Superman's trying so hard not to break his neck, not to kill him. And General Zod, that is like really emotionally powerful.
I think Man of Steel is underrated a little bit.
I think it's very underappreciated. I think it's a very underappreciated superhero movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you. I mean, yeah, it got long at some parts, but I thought that's...
It was way better than Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, 10 times better. It's the second best DC Universe movie to come out besides Wonder Woman, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But there's some other movies coming out. Movie that I absolutely love. I don't know if you said you haven't seen the first one, but the sequel to Super Troopers, which is a very low-budget comedy movie. It was on Comedy Central a lot. A lot of stupid jokes.
What is it called, the new one?
Super Troopers 2.
Okay.
But there hasn't been a lot of... I can't remember the last comedy to come out in theaters that I actually enjoyed and thought was a really good movie.
Really? Mine was, I really enjoyed Hangover movies.
But that was, the first one was 10 years ago.
True.
So see, my point, like, the last 10 years, I mean, Step Brothers was, what, 8 years ago? At this point, other guys, you know, the comedy movies have been very disappointing. So I'm hoping that movie works out. And then, of course, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so Solo.
Yeah.
I know my girlfriend absolutely loves Han Solo. I've always been an Obi-Wan guy, but
yeah,
I'm really hoping that... It worries me that they haven't released a trailer yet. It worries me that they moved the date. It worries me that they changed directors. And there's all these signs that say it's going to be a bad movie. And then I'm like, okay, it's Star Wars. It'll probably be good. And then we'll, you know, go in and then it'll be like the last three movies where it's either the exact same thing as a previous one or it's not a good movie.
Do we know who's playing Solo? Is it like a known
Alden,
actor?
It's Alden Ehrenreich. He was the only movie I've ever seen him in. Have you ever seen Hail Caesar? Came out a couple years ago. It's by the Coen brothers, I believe. He seems... He looks like... I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie.
I think he'll be good. And they have... What's his name's playing Lando? Donald Glover's playing Lando.
Okay.
That's the big name that they... Good. Yeah, and then they got somebody else, too. They had Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson's in it, too.
Yeah. I like Woody Harrelson.
Of course, we already.
Emilia Clarke's in it.
Who's that?
She's in Game of Thrones.
I never got into that.
Oh my God, Game of Thrones is so good. She plays what's her name? Khaleesi. The one with the dragons. You don't remember? Yeah. So that's a big signing as well.
And then we got some other movies. The new Purge. I've never really liked I've never really cared for the Purges.
I've never cared for the Purges either.
We got Ant-Man, Incredibles 2. Finally,
where has that been for the last, what,
they
10
made,
plus
They
years?
Made how many bad car sequels, and they finally came out
with
Incredibles
2? I think
2?
The last car sequels was really good.
I didn't see it. I heard mixed things.
Second one was terrible.
Second
all the
one
spy
was
stuff.
Horrible. Why but, would you put spot? Why would you, what is the Disney, they probably, my guess is they pull children. What do you want to see? The children are like, we want to see spy stuff. It'd be like, okay, what's the most ridiculous spy movie that we can make? Let's make the cars spies.
I don't know. But with the third one, went back to like what the first one ended off on. And
that's
it was
great. That's what I heard. I've heard mixed things. I still haven't seen it. I had hopes for it because after I saw the trailers. But Incredibles 2, I am beyond excited for that. And then they have a bunch of sequels. I mean, Mission Impossible 6.
Yeah.
They have another Jesus Mission Impossible. Christ, another they have they made a sequel to Mamma Mia. I don't know why. They have another Hotel Transylvania because apparently Hollywood just likes to keep giving Adam Sandler jobs.
Yeah.
They have a Barbie movie coming out. Two X-Men movies. And then
Tomb Raider.
Now, video game movies,
I don't know,
don't tend out to be
not all that great.
I've always liked Tron, though. I've always been a big... I thought the last Tron movie, Tron Legacy, mm-hmm. was also a very underappreciated movie. Because I thought it was just visually awesome.
Well, I know they were going to make another... They were going to make a sequel to that movie, but it got...
It
got cut.
It didn't make enough money.
That was the problem?
Yeah.
I knew that... I kind of liked it, too. I like the idea behind Tron. It's so different, you know?
Yeah. They got... Wreck-It Ralph 2's coming out this year, too.
I didn't see the first one.
You see Wreck-It Ralph. Nah. Wreck-It Ralph is awesome. That's a video game movie, technically speaking, because it is about a video game, but it's not based on a video game. The movie is absolutely phenomenal. It's one of my best Disney... Because this is not Pixar. This is just straight Disney. It's one of my favorite Disney movies. Wreck-It Ralph is one of my favorite animations. I loved Wreck-It Ralph. And I'm really excited, because that's a movie you can get a good sequel in. But they got a sequel to Mary Poppins... I mean, some movies that just don't deserve sequels.
I see the New Mutants. That should be really good. I'm
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, too. I never saw the first one of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. The new Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim's awesome. Yeah. I love monster movies. Did you see King Kong?
The new one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one.
It was awesome. It was just straight. It was so stupid and dumb fun. It was just so stupid. Samuel L. Jackson's character is the most overblown war stereotype character ever,
but it's
and
perfect
I loved it.
Samuel
it
L.
was
Jackson.
It was awesome. It was phenomenal. It was such a stupidly dumb movie, which is dumb violence that I absolutely love it. And that's why I love it. It's one of those movies, like, you don't go the plot was good. Like, the plot and the characters, the actors were all good. But, like, the shots and everything made it such a stupidly dumb movie that it's just straight violence and stuff. And it was awesome. It was absolutely... You don't get movies like that much anymore.
I'm waiting for King Kong and Godzilla to go at it.
That's going
to
be awesome.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
It's coming. They're doing a whole monster series. They teased... They want to do a monster connected universe. So they teased Mothra at the end of the King Kong movie.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I got to see that King Kong
with Mothra. In the after credits of it, and they teased a couple other monsters too. But you know, Brandon, we are running out of time here, so why don't you just give us what's your favorite? What is your favorite movie you think going to be this year?
That's coming up.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Avengers: Infinity War is going to be a huge movie. I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to see how it goes, who dies, who lives, what they do after the movie, what direction they go in. And I'm also really excited for Ready Player One, which will be directed by Steven Spielberg, based off of the incredible book, Ready Player One. How about you, Logan?
There's a couple movies that do it for me. I think I'm going to go Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2, because
yeah.
you know, like I said, there hasn't been that many great comedies come out the past 10 years. Well, Deadpool came out a couple years ago, and that was a phenomenal 2 years ago, comedy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the more memorable classics.
Ryan Reynolds is perfect as Deadpool.
I mean, we don't sound so culturally, you know, great with our movie talk, considering we picked two superhero movies, but who cares? Because the reason those would make the most money. They're the best. That's why. Thank you all for joining us in our first ever episode of the only A&E podcast here at Rob Moore Central Media, the flagship podcast for A&E at Rob Moore Central Media. This has been The Real. I'm Logan Carney on behalf of Brandon Ailman. We will see you next week. Same time, same channel. Don't go anywhere. The stop.